Hare Krishna. By the grace of Bhagavan Narasimhadev and his eternal consort Lakshmi Devi, we are fortunate enough to be present here today. Most of us have come by bus from Ceylon. We made a plan, we shall come, have darshan of the Lord here. But we should know that we cannot just say, I will get in a bus and go to see the Lord. The Lord is so kind that He is remaining here to give His darshan. And He is certainly pleased when His devotees come to have His darshan. But actually we can't even come to have His darshan unless He so sanctions it. So we are able to be present here only by His divine mercy. As many, many other persons in the past have been blessed by the Lord's divine darshan. Now let us consider what this word darshan means. Darshan, that means seeing. So generally we think, we shall go and we shall see the Lord. But we should consider what is His position and what is our position. Just like if a servant goes to see the master, the servant presents himself for service to the master. It is not that the servant comes before the master and says that, by your good fortune I am now presenting myself so that you may see me. He simply has to come and present himself in a very humble serving mood, that now my master is seeing me, ready to perform service. So who is the seer and who is the seen? He is seeing us. We are seen by him. Of course we may think, well, I'm also seeing him. But actually he is the object of vision for all living beings. He is the center of attention. Yang Brahma, Rudra, Varuna, Rudra, Maruta, Istunanti, Divya, Istavaha. All the great devas are offering prayers to the Lord. Just like we see in this, here, Lord Narasimhadev is manifested. There are also many devas, Shiva, Brahma, Chandra, Agni, and others. They are there offering their prayers to Lord Narasimhadev. So, sometimes people, they go to separate temples of the devas. But such persons should know that just as they are eager to get benedictions from the different devas, the devas are eager to get benedictions from Lord Narasimhadev. So, just like, to give a mundane example, if you can go directly to the president, why should you simply go to the local DC for any matter? Of course you may think, well, I may go to the local DC for some minor matter, why should I bother the president? But actually the jiva is not meant for this chinna vishayam, this minor matters. The jivatma. He's not meant for minor affairs. He is meant for serving the Supreme Lord. So he should, the duty of the devotee is to present himself daily before the Lord. I am here, prepared for your service. So we shouldn't think that I will come to the temple, the Lord will see me, and then I will ask him to do something for me. Here I am, now you have to give me more money, solve my legal problem, and so on. Rather, I am presenting myself here, I am your eternal servant, I have come here only to do service. For this that these Vishnu temples are important. We spend our whole day and night simply engaged in family affairs. Simply thinking how to get money to run on our family and so on. And when we come to the temple, that we also come as a family affair. God, give me more money for my family. But rather we should come with a completely different consciousness to this. All day and night we're simply thinking money, 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 family, it's so many different things. When we come to the temple we should be in a different consciousness. Just try to remember that this family, money, income, health, all these things are temporary. But my relationship with Krishna is eternal. So we are coming here to remember that my real duty in life is to worship the Supreme Lord, Bhagavan Vishnu. And we should take that consciousness back into our family life.
In the other way?
I was saying how we shouldn't beg anything from the Lord. But we may beg something from Him if we know the proper thing to ask. Then that is laudable. We should pray to the Supreme Lord that, my dear Lord, I am your eternal servant. Please engage me in your service. There's nothing wrong with praying. We should come to the temple to pray to the Lord. But we should know what to pray and how to pray. So we should pray for that which will be for our highest and eternal benefit, and that which will be actually pleasing to the Lord. Why don't we think of that? People come to pray to the Lord. That means that they accept that He's a person. So why don't we consider that, you know, maybe there's something that He would want also? Do we really think that the Lord is satisfied simply to give someone a pay rise and solve someone else's legal problem? Of course, we know that the Lord is Atmaram. He is fully satisfied in Himself. That means He has no material desire. We come to the Lord with our petty material desires, but He has no petty material desires. You can't tempt Him that here, buy a lottery ticket, you might win a crore of rupees. You can't tempt the Lord like that. You can't tempt Him that, very beautiful inside of your mouth. Thank you for giving darshan.
Right, and you see it up here?
When you yawn, then you cover your face. We cannot tempt the Lord that you will get a visa for the USA. He's not interested. He is fully satisfied in Himself. Yet there is one thing that He wants, not any material thing, but He wants to share loving exchanges with His devotees. Generally, we find temples of Lord Nrisimhadev with His consort Lakshmi. Lakshmi, of course, she is known as Sri, or the goddess of fortune. She is the personification of all opulence, and she can give all opulence. But Lord Nrisimhadev is famous for having appeared in this world on behalf of Prahlad Maharaj, not Lakshmi. So what was it that made Lord Nrisimhadev appear on behalf of Prahlad? Now, of course, Hiranyakashipu was torturing Prahlad, but he wasn't only torturing Prahlad. He had given so much trouble to the demigods headed by Indra. Yet Indra is a very important person in the universe. But the Lord did not appear simply because Hiranyakashipu was torturing Indra and other demigods. And Hiranyakashipu had killed so many brahmanas. He had stopped the standard system of sacrifice. He had done so many bad things. And that he wanted to kill his own son was, considering his record, it was nothing remarkable. So what was it about Prahlad that prompted the Lord to appear to kill Hiranyakashipu? Prahlad was only a small child. He wasn't a great leader of the universe. He was only a small boy. But the Lord appeared to protect Prahlad because Prahlad manifested pure, unalloyed, unflinching devotion to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Prahlad didn't mind whether he lived or died. He didn't mind if Hiranyakashipu. He was fearless. If Hiranyakashipu killed him, well, he didn't mind. But Hiranyakashipu couldn't kill him because the Lord wanted to demonstrate Kaunteya Pratijani Hiname Bhakta Pranashati, that if the Lord wants to protect his devotee, then certainly no one can destroy him. Certainly Indra, Chandra, Surya, Agni, they all have devotion for the Lord. But Prahlad's devotion was geometrically more than this. And in reciprocation with this, the Lord appeared in this previously unforeseen form, unprecedented form of Nrisimhadev. Not because of Lakshmi. This is not to denigrate Lakshmi. We should not be so foolish as to say like that. But to point out what are the glories of this great personality, Prahlad Maharaj, and how the Lord reciprocates with His great devotees. So the Lord is still here, and most people are approaching Him in the way that the demigods also approach Him. That, O Lord, we recognize You, You are great, please help us to maintain our material positions. There is one great secret of how to approach the Lord that is taught in the parampara of pure devotees. who teach how to approach the Lord in the manner of Prahlad and the great Mahajan Vaishnavas. That people are coming to see the Lord in the temple. But for devotees like Prahlad, the Lord himself comes to see them and protect them. Not only Prahlad, we have 12 Mahajans, Bhishma Dev also. The Lord came to see him just as he was preparing to leave this world. Bali Maharaj, the Lord came to visit him and to play some, have some joking spots with him, to demonstrate the greatness of his surrendered personality, Bali Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, the Lord came and protected him from within the very womb. So our Krishna conscious movement is recommending to follow in the footsteps of great personalities like Prahlad, just to learn this little secret of how to approach the Lord in such a manner that he will feel indebted to us. That if our mood of service and devotion is so strong like that of Prahlad Maharaj, then he himself will feel that I have to protect my devotee. People are praying to the Lord, give me money, give me a better job. And the Lord is giving, but people do not know what is the most precious thing to pray, to request from him. That most precious thing appears to the materialistic person to be just the opposite of what they would want. One who develops the taste for pure devotional service to Krishna, he no longer has interest in Sri Aishwarya Prajeep Sava, in surrounding himself with very beautiful women and opulence and children and all the accoutrements of materialistic life. A pure devotee of Krishna has no interest in any high social position or recognition by the public. He's simply interested in the opportunity to perform some humble service to Krishna. A pure devotee of Krishna considers the opportunity to sweep the temple of Krishna more important than any big, big social position. Many times we see that parents, they become upset when their sons join this Krishna consciousness movement. That I had such high hopes for my son. He was supposed to go to America and earn lakhs of dollars. And instead, you see, he's just sweeping the floor like a sweeper. Sweeping the floor in Krishna's temple. Such foolish people don't know that even the great demigods are praying that when will I get the chance to sweep the floor in Krishna's temple? There is no better position than to be a humble servant of Krishna. In this regard, there's one very beautiful story which is connected with Lord Jagannath of Puri, who also sometimes dresses in Nrisimha Vesha. So those of you who know of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must have heard the name of Maharaj Prataparudra, who was the ruling king of Utkal Pradesh, Orissa, at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there was some proposition that he should marry the daughter of the king of Vijayanagaram. So the king of Vijayanagaram sent one of his ministers to Orissa to see how this king, what he's doing and everything. Now Maharaj Prataparudra, because he was a great devotee of Lord Jagannath, that even though he was a very powerful king, he had the self-appointed duty that every year at Rath Yatra, he would sweep the road before the Ratham of Jagannath. Just to show that even though I am very powerful and a great king, I know that it is all the mercy of Jagannath and my eternal position is simply to be his menial servant. So the minister of the Vijayanagara king, he came back and he said, yes, this Prataparudra is a very powerful king. He's very cultured and follows all his duties. He's loved by his citizens. But one very strange thing I observed is something that we would not expect any king to do. that on the Rath Yatra day he was sweeping the road in full view of all the citizens. So the Vijayanagara king, when he heard this, he said, well, I can't marry my daughter to a street sweeper. So when this news came to Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he became very angry. He's a pure devotee, he's not getting angry on his own behalf. But he's getting angry that why the service of Lord Jagannath is equated with some ordinary mundane street sweeping. So he attacked the kingdom of Vijayanagara. He defeated them and he took the princess, took her back to Orissa. And then he told his own minister, you marry her to a street sweeper.
Mm.
So his minister was keeping her at home and just thinking what to do. How can I spoil this girl's life because her father was so foolish?
No.
That, and if we do this, this will create eternal enmity between the kingdoms of Utkal and Vijayanagara. It's not, you know, it's not a very good thing to do. He was thinking in a diplomatic manner. So he just kept her at home and she was in his home and she was weeping and weeping and he said, don't worry, I'll think of something to do. So again it came the time for Rath Yatra and the minister came along with the king and he was going to sweep the street again and this time he brought the princess from Vijayanagaram with him and when the Pratap Rudra Maharaj saw her, he said, what's she doing? I thought you were supposed to marry her to a street sweeper. And the minister said, I searched throughout the whole kingdom and I couldn't find any more qualified street sweeper than yourself, so you please accept her. You're the best street sweeper because you are sweeping the street for Lord Jagannath. And Pratap Rudra Maharaj, by this time his anger had settled down and he understood the wisdom of this and he agreed. So in the secular history books, Pratap Rudra Maharaj is famous for having maintained the independence of Utkal Pradesh when all around him he was surrounded by Muslim kings. But in Gaudiya Vaishnav history, he is famous for being a great devotee of Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and for sweeping the street for Lord Jagannath. So we should just learn this little art of how to please the Lord by our humble service. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Is there any question?
Kelvi galiyada irundha kekkana.
Why are Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya called as avatars?
I can't hear.
Why do we worship Nrisinga Dev Sampradaya?
Why do we worship Nrisinga Dev in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya?
Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya till now.
Actually, I discussed this at length in our.
Yeah. Yeah, Nrisinga Dev Ali, Ranamagra.
I discussed this at length on Nrisimha Chaturdashi in Mayapur.
Nrisimha Chaturdashi endru naan Mayapur irukku vivaana oru solpadu vaatene.
We Gaudiya Vaishnavas worship Lord Nrisimha Dev.
Gaudiya Vaishnavas na Nrisimha Dev.
Of course, we may worship any form of the Lord, but particularly among the Dasavatar, we find that Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they worship Lord Nrisimha Dev.
தசாவதாரத்தில் அனைத்து ரூபங்களையுமே நாம் வணங்குபவர்களாக இருந்தும் கூட முக்கியமான ஒரு நிலையில் நரசிங்கரே வைத்து நாம் இந்த கௌடிய
வைஷ்ணவத்தை
மகாபிரபுவரும் ராதாகிருஷ்ணன் அவர்களும் தான் நம்முடைய பிரதான வழிபாட்டுக்கு உரியவர்கள்
Lord Nrisimha Dev. So Lord Nrisimha Dev, he is known as Bhakti Vigna Vinashaka, he who destroys obstacles on the path of devotion.
Bhakti Vigna Vinashaka in the nilayil bhakti margathil irukkakoodiya thadaigalai vilakkakoodiyavanaga Nrisimha Dev irukkirar.
We all have so many bad things in the heart which are obstacles to our developing pure devotion to Krishna.
நம்முடைய இருதயத்திற்குள் எவ்வளவோ மாசுக்கள் வண்டி கிடக்கும் நிலையில் கிருஷ்ணருக்கு நாம் சேவை செய்யும் ரீதியில் நம்முடைய இருதயம் தூய்மையாக இல்லாத நிலையில் நாம் எல்லோரும் இருந்து கொண்டிருக்கிறோம்.
So therefore we pray as Prahlad Maharaj prayed.
அதனால் நாம் பிரஹ்லாதர் பிரார்த்தித்தது போலவே நம்முடைய பிரார்த்தனைகளையும் எடுத்து வைக்கிறோம்.
ஓம் நமோ பகவதே நரசிம்ஹாய நமஸ்தே ஜஸ்தேஜஸே ஆவிராவி பாகவஜ்ர நக வஜ்ர தம்ஷ்ட காமாஷாயம் ரந்தாய ரந்தாய தமோ குச குச ஓம் ஸ்வாஹா அபாயம் அபாயம் ஆத்மனி பூயிஷ்ட ஓம் ஸ்ரோம். பிரஹ்லாத் மகாராஜ் ப்ரே டு லார்ட் நிருசிம்ஹதேவ் தட் Oh, Supreme Lord Nrisimhadev, who are the source of unlimited power, who have appeared with nails and teeth like thunderbolts, you please appear within our hearts and destroy the desires for material enjoyment.
ஜட உலக ஆசைகளை நான் அனுபவித்து திருப்திப்படுத்திக் கொள்ள வேண்டும் என்ற அந்த எண்ணம் இருக்கிறது என்னுடைய இதயத்தில். அதை நீங்கள் இந்த இடியை போன்று வந்து இறங்கி அதை அழித்து ஒழியுங்கள் என்று வேண்டும்.
And award us fearlessness in this horrible material existence.
இந்த குரூரமான உலக இடத்தில் பயமற்ற ஒரு நிலையில் நாம் வாழ்வதற்கு உண்டான நிலையை ஏற்படுத்திக் கொடுங்கள்.
So there are many instances of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One time he went to the house of Srivast Thakur, his great devotee.
Srivast Thakur no மிகச்சிறந்த ஒரு பக்தரின் இல்லத்திற்கு சைத்தன்ய மகாபிரபு அவர்கள் போய் சென்றார்.
And he asked him to recite Vishnu Sahasranam.
விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாமத்தை அங்கு பாட சொன்னார்.
So one of the first names in Vishnu Sahasranama is Narasimhavapu, the Lord who has assumed the form of a man and a lion.
நரசிம்மவாப்பு என்று அந்த வார்த்தைங்கிறது தான் மனிதனின் உடலும் சிங்க தலைவரும் உள்ள அந்த ரூபத்தை குறிப்பது.
On hearing this name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became absorbed in the mood of Nrisimhadev.
இதை காதால் கேட்ட மாத்திரத்திலேயே நரசிங்கருடைய மனோபாவத்திற்கு சைத்தன்ய மகாபிரபு வந்தார்.
And he ran out in the street in a fiercely angry mood, manifesting the mood of Nrisimhadev.
நரசிங்கர் தேவரின் மனோபாவத்துடன் உக்ரமாக தெருக்கள் வழியே இறங்கி ஓடினார்.
Everyone ran in fear. Seeing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became sorry and threw that manifestation. Then he came back to Srivasa's house and feeling upset, he said, it's not good to give people fear.
இப்படிப்பட்ட ஒரு பயத்தை மக்களுக்குள் உருவாக்குவது அவ்வளவு நல்லதல்ல.
But Srivas said, no, my dear Lord, whoever saw you in that mood was certainly delivered from all the fear of material existence.
உங்களை அப்படி நீங்க சொல்வது சரியில்லை. உங்களை யாரெல்லாம் இந்த மனோபாவத்தில் கண்டார்களோ அவர்களெல்லாம் இந்த உலகாய பயத்திலிருந்து விடுபட்டவர்கள் ஆகிறார்கள் என்று.
Every day while entering the temple of Jagannath, the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take darshan at the temple of Nrisimhadev.
ஒவ்வொரு நாளும் ஜெகநாதரை தரிசிக்க கோயிலுக்கு செல்லும் சைத்தன்ய மகாபிரபு அந்த நரசிங்கதேவரை தரிசிப்பார்.
And recite prayers from Nrisimha Purana.
நரசிங்க புராணத்தில் இருந்த அந்த பாடல்களை எல்லாம் அவர் பாடுவார்.
Which go as follows.
அது இவ்வாறாக வருகிறது.
நமஸ்தே நரசிம்ஹாய பிரஹலாத ஹலாத தாயினே ஹிரண்யகசிபோ வக்ஷஹ ஷில கங்கநகாலய இதோ நிருசிம்ஹோ பரதோ நிருசிம்ஹோ யதோ யதோ யாமி ததோ நிருசிம்ஹோ தஹே நிருசிம்ஹோ ஹ்ருதயே நிருசிம்ஹோ நிருசிம்ஹவாதிம் சரணம் பவதே. Which means that I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Nrisimhadev.
நரசிம்ஹதேவருக்கு என்னுடைய மரியாதைக்குரிய வணக்கங்களை செலுத்துகிறேன்.
The wonderful man lion form of the Lord.
மனித உடலும் சிங்க தலையும் கொண்ட இந்த ரூபம்.
Who is the giver of pleasure to Prahlad Maharaj. The very name Prahlad means who is possessed of a very special form of pleasure.
So,
the pleasure of Prahlad is remembering Lord
Narasimhadev.
With his thunderbolt-like nails, Narasimhadev has pierced the hard his nails are like chisels. That's the term. So he has pierced the stone-like chest of Hiranyakashipu. Capturing him like a fly. Narasimhadev is here. He is there. Wherever I go, he is there. There is
Narasimhadev.
He is outside, he is inside. Therefore, I offer my obeisances to and surrender to Lord
Narasimhadev.
So we specially worship this form of the Lord for removing the bad things within the heart. And we invoke this form of the Lord for protecting the devotees. If we are actually preaching Krishna consciousness in this Kali Yuga, then we can expect many enemies who are disciplic descendants of Hiranyakashipu.
Hiranyakashipuvin paramparaiyil vandhavargal palarin thaakkudhalukku uruthiyaagave Krishna bhaktiyai parappikkondirukkum naam.
So a very good test if our preaching is actually in the line of Prahlad Maharaj will be if Hiranyakashipu and his descendants harass us. We should not be too much concerned if the demons like us. If they don't like us, it's better.
Asura peruvaligal namukku nammeedu anbu kaattugiraargal endral adhaan namakku aabathaanadhu. Avargalukku nammai pidikkavillai endral naam seriyaana neeril irundhu kondirukkiraan endru pol.
Of course, we want to invoke the blessings of the Lord that the demons will become devotees also.
Uruviyaagave appadipatta asura thanmai kondavargalum
but if persons who are against the preaching of Krishna consciousness dislike this and make bad propaganda and try to stop this preaching, then we should understand we are getting the blessings of Lord Narasimhadev.
இப்படியாக அசுரத்தன்மை கொண்டவர்கள் நாம் செய்து கொண்டிருக்கும் இந்த கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை பரப்பும் இந்த காரியத்தில் எதிர்ப்பு தெரிவிக்கும் நிலை ஒன்றை நாம் சந்திக்கிறோம் என்றால் உறுதியாகவே சொல்லலாம் நாம் சரியான நிலையில் கிருஷ்ணமார்கள் சென்று கொண்டிருக்கிறோம் என்று.
Sometimes
நரசிங்கதேவருடைய ஆசீர்வாதம் நமக்கு இருக்கிறது என்று உறுதியாக சொல்லலாம்.
Sometimes the pressure from the demons can be very extreme.
சில நேரத்தில் இந்த அசுரத்தன்மையை கொண்டவர்கள் நமக்கு கொடுக்கும் நிர்பந்தம் மிக அதிகமாக கூட இருக்கலாம்.
Just like in the 1980s in the USSR, several, more than 20 of our devotees were put in prisons or tortured in mental institutions.
1980s பார்த்தீங்கன்னா நம்முடைய இயக்கத்தின் பக்தர்கள் ரஷ்ய நாட்டு யுஎஸ்எஸ்ஆர்ல எல்லாம் சிறைச்சாலையில் வைத்து பைத்தியக்கார ஆஸ்பத்திரியில் வைத்து சித்திரவதை செய்யப்பட்டார்கள்.
So far, the devotees in India have not got that much mercy that they had the opportunity to serve the Lord in that way.
இவ்வளவு கருணை இந்திய மண்ணில் எந்த பக்தனுக்கும் கிடைத்ததாக தெரியவில்லை. பகவானுக்கு சேவை அப்படியெல்லாம் சித்திரவதை பற்றெல்லாம் அந்த மண்ணில் இருந்தவர்கள்
செய்திருக்கிறார்கள்.
கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை, கிருஷ்ண உணர்வை இருப்பது இருப்பது போல் நான் எடுத்து வைத்துக் கொண்டிருக்கும் நிலையில் பலருக்கு அது பிடிக்காத இருக்கும் என்பதுதான் உண்மை நிலை.
So we should invoke the blessings of Lord Nrisimhadev to kindly appear and scare these rascals away.
பகவானை, நரசிம்மதேவரை நாம் வேண்டி வணங்க வேண்டும். அவர் நம்மிடையே தோன்றி இப்படிப்பட்ட அயோக்கியர்களை எல்லாம் பயமுறுத்தி அவர் ஓட விரட்ட வேண்டும் என்று.
There's much more than could be said in this regard. But I think we'll leave it there. Any question? Anyone here from Namakkal? Who's from Namakkal?
Namakkal is from Namakkal.
Hare Krishna. Any of you like to ask any questions? Would any of you like to start chanting Hare Krishna regularly?
தொடர்ந்து தினந்தோறும் ஹரே கிருஷ்ண மகாமந்திரத்தை ஜபம் செய்ய ஆர்வம் கொண்டவர்களாக நீங்கள் இருக்கிறீர்களா, விரும்புகிறீர்களா? விரும்பினா கையை தூக்கணும். தினமும் ஹரே கிருஷ்ண மகாமந்திரத்தை ஜபம் செய்யணும்.
So after the program, you can please come and see our Krishnadas here. Just stand up.
கிருஷ்ணதாஸ் அவர்கள் இங்கே நம்மிடையே இருக்கிறார். அவரை இந்த நிகழ்ச்சி முடிந்த பின்னர் நீங்கள் வந்து சந்தியுங்கள்.
I think யோகன் they have advertised that this program is going to be going on, so I think it's probably going to be you who's doing it. So you please contact him. And we'll, Namakkal should actually, the name is there, so it should, we should actually have lots of Krishna Naam here.
Tilak, Krishna Naam. நாமமும் இருக்கிறோம். நாமம் நிறைய இங்க வந்து நீங்க ஜபம் செய்யணும்னு சொல்றாங்க. நாமக்கல் என்பது கிருஷ்ண நாமக்கல் என்று நீங்க சொல்லும் அளவிற்கு நாம உச்சாரணத்தால் உயர்த்த வேண்டும்.
And not Krishna Naam Kal, but Ajbi, today also. Everyone's always saying tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. But we should start.
நாம உச்சாரணத்தை தள்ளி போடாதீங்க. இன்னைக்கே அதை தொடங்க.
But the Naam is Akal. It's beyond time. So, Hare Krishna.